Tuesday, January 17th.
Speak into it.
It is Tuesday, January 17th, 2017, 5 p.m. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. You want to roll call or President the pledge?
I'll pledge allegiance.
Go ahead, yes, Teresa.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Rui?
Here.
Director Isabel?
Here.
Oh, Commissioner. Okay. All right, well, I'll get started. I'm going to go over the financials with you. We'll start with the balance sheet. That's usually the first one you're looking at, or you want to go in order of what you're looking at. I was kind of looking at this and I thought, gosh, I have the same thing to say this month that I had last month, is that your combined balance between your LAIF and your checking account is about $500,000, a little less. It's a really low balance. It's lower than you had. If you look at your total liabilities, are almost three times that, at $1.3 million. So you're pretty upside down. We have a plan. We've been looking at the rate study to kind of right that ship. So there's nothing new on the balance sheet from last month in that aspect. If you don't have any questions, I'll move on to the P&L, which is really what most people are more interested in. Where did we budget? Where are we at? And so on. Okay. So if you look at line 31, that's where your total income is. And you're at 50%, and you're at 50% of the year. You're a very unique district in that most of my districts right now are at about 55, 58 to 62%, because their rate structure has a lot more on the variable side, and they have the summer months in there. Yours is more of a fixed structure, where you have more on the fixed side than the variable side, which is good. Actually, it's a very positive thing to have more on the fixed side so that you have a good, stable revenue source. Then if you, so we're at 50% of the year. That's what I kind of like to how I gauge where you're at, is I'll look at where are your revenues for where we're at in the year. Then where are your total expenses? At the end of the day, you look at line 155, where you get to those total operational expenses. So that's where I started, just big picture, as to are we above 50%? If we are, then I start to get alarmed because our expenses are outpacing our revenues. Sometimes that's okay, it's due to the timing of the year, but you're below it, you're at 45%, so that's positive. I'd love to see it at 30%, but expenses are what they are. You know, they come in and they're gonna happen. I'm happy to talk about any of the detail if you have questions about that, but I'm trying to give you the approach that we look at as a big picture. We do look at the detail of every line item, and when we see something unusual, we want to know why it is, what's going on, to make sure it wasn't miscategorized, wasn't like incorrect, you know, or anything. So we bombard Ellie with questions as we're doing that monthly close to say, why is this here? Why is this over budget? And so a lot of that process goes on. So I feel comfortable at the 45%. You're at kind of where you budgeted. Well, with that being said, if you looked at line 165, you'd say, well, oh my gosh, we're at 77%. Line 165 is your non-operating expenses, and that's where your debt service is and your interest expense. And that isn't going to be at 50% with the year because it's the timing of when you have your interest payments. So those are never going to coincide with how far into the year you are. So that's nothing to be alarmed at. They are what they are, and that's normal. So then big picture-wise, on line 170, we budgeted a planned deficit of 460. I mean, the numbers are what they are, so that's, you know, the best we could do. The good news is you're only 25% of that. I mean, so maybe your deficit spending will be less than we projected, which is always good news. But sometimes what I've seen is at the end, most of the time, at the end of the fiscal year, that those expenses catch up with you, just based on timing and so on. So more than likely, we'll be close to what was budgeted, but maybe we'll be a little under, and that would be good. The rate study is going to address that deficit spending and turn that around at a certain point. So we are still working on that. So I'm happy to answer questions about any of the detail you have or whatever else you might want to look at or discuss.
Because there's going to be a lot of questions tonight when we go over the rate study anyway. So I'm just going to hold off on my questions till then.
I don't think we're going, we're not presenting the rate study tonight. Right?
Yeah, tonight.
We're not presenting it tonight. I think, isn't that correct? So what was your plans tonight? I was just going to discuss what our, we're still working on it. We've got some preliminary results. I mean, we're looking at large increases at this point to get to where you even feel comfortable that you're not going to circle the drain by the end of next year. Unfortunately, it's, you know, that part of it was sending that $250,000 back to DPHO. I mean, that, you couldn't have anticipated that. So that's something that you've got to make up for. You've got wells going down that weren't anticipated. You've got problems out in operations, and your expenses just naturally going up. You also have the other unusual things that you didn't have in the past. There's a lot of things you had going forward that you didn't have in the past, like just the Groundwater Sustainability Act and participating in that, the capital repair that needs to be done, things of that nature that you didn't have before. And then, so if you have these new expenses and you don't adjust rates, that's what happens. It's just going to happen. So it's really good that you're getting on this now, because just any delay in it is just going to make the pain worse in the long run.
Currently, I'll include the details during the management comments, but we have three wells that are down right now. That's three production wells, and two of them is estimated at maybe $20,000 to $70,000 to repair. And I have the crane coming tomorrow, so we're just on one maybe that might work well right now. This whole community is depending on one production well, and that's maybe. So I'll be spending the night here in town.
Wow.
Now, just as a reminder, it was 10 years ago when I first took this, it was more than 10 years, but it was about probably in 05, 06, I went around and rehabbed all the production wells. So the life expectation, plus with taking on Desert Hills and having a more of an increased demand, it's right on schedule probably, you know, because those wells, those production wells and those electronic motors that lift those water from, you know, 700 to 900 feet below grade, it's about a decade of life expectation.
Okay, so that's all I have. Someday I'll show up with good news, I promise. But it's just not in the next couple of meetings.
So are we going to have to take a loan out to help fix these wells, or?
I don't see that. No, I think.
So we'll take it out of reserves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's things like that that you look at and you have this rate increase coming up, and then you start adding in, oh my gosh, this happened, was that adequate enough? So that's why we're still refining the numbers.
Right. I have no questions. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Wow. I'm still stunned about that. We have 3 wells down. Okay, so I guess we will...
Reason why I'm going to be staying overnight is with the 4th well, our redundancy, that has no chlorinator hooked up to it. And if I need be, I'll hook it up tonight, power it up, to back up.
So which wells are down?
Robertson, the one in the one off of Seminole in the south end of the center that's in the enclosure, and well 1, which is the... It's right next to the tank, east of the old casino. And well 4 is the one off of Millard on the east side of the
Isn't that the one they just cleaned?
What's that?
Isn't that the one they just cleaned?
No.
The tank they just cleaned?
That was a reservoir. Tanks are a reservoir. These are production wells.
Wow. Okay, so I guess we're going to... go ahead and sign checks, and then wow. Okay. So we'll adjourn to do check signing, and it is 5:11.